Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change in our communities and beyond, and how today's choices will impact tomorrow's community. This program is a combined project of KCBX and our team of program hosts. In December, the San Luis Obispo City Council awarded $150,000 in grants to 11 nonprofits advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion in the city, as recommended by the city's Human Relations Commission. Join Lotta Murdy today as she talks to guests involved in this effort to highlight and elevate the diverse communities of San Luis Obispo. We invite you to participate and call in with your questions and comments today to 805-781-3875, or you can email them for follow-up after the program to voices@kcbx.org. Now, let's join Lotta Murdy and her guests. Over to you, Lotta.
Thank you, Brad. The purpose of the City of San Luis Obispo's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, or DEI, High Impact Grant Funding Program is to support local projects and initiatives that advance equity and inclusion so that every member of the SLO community feels welcomed and also feels a sense of belonging. And here today to talk to me about some of the projects and initiatives being funded by this DEI grant are Sandra Saruf, Project Director for Our Roots, Our Routes, and partner with Peace Academy of Sciences and Arts. Sandra's in the studio with me here today. And Chelsea Ruiz, SLO County UndocuSupport Program Manager, along with Angel Lopez Rangel with the Center for Family Strengthening, are online or on the phone with me today. Congratulations, Sandra, Chelsea, and Angel, for the grants that your organizations received.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. So please tell us about your organizations and the projects you are having funded by a City of SLO DEI High Impact Grant. Sandra, let's start with you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show. So our project is a collaborative project with the Peace Academy of Sciences and Arts, whose mission is to inspire a deep understanding of self and others through learning culture that celebrates innovation, collaborative experiences, and connection. And we do this with K through 12 students, of which I'm also a teacher, and our pillars are in self-awareness, global citizenship, social justice, and environmental stewardship. So all of the curriculum we develop and we work with students around these three pillars to really connect across differences and realize that differences make us stronger. The other project partner is Our Roots, Our Routes, of which you're intimately involved with as well. And the purpose and mission of this organization is to really support and strengthen the diverse indigenous, immigrant, and ethnic communities by sharing their oral histories and cultural practices with our community. So we've developed a digital archive. Both our project organizations together wrote a grant to the City of SLO for our project, which we are calling Mautini, Arab American Narratives of Home and Belonging. And through this project, we'll be gathering the oral histories of Arab Americans in our community in the City of SLO.
Mautini. What does that mean?
So that means my homeland.
My homeland.
And so through this project, we'll be learning the roots and routes of the many Arabs we have in our community who are multi-ethnic, multi-religious, and have lived in the city and Central Coast for many years.
Very good. I look forward to hearing more about that later in the show. But Chelsea, tell us some more about your organization, San Luis Obispo County UndocuSupport, and the project that you're having funded by a City of SLO DEI High Impact Grant.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Lotta, for having Angel and I here. So SLO County UndocuSupport is a funded program of the Community Foundation San Luis Obispo County, and we work for and with the undocumented immigrant population here in the county. And we're really excited to have this project, which we're doing in collaboration with the Center for Family Strengthening and working with the SLO Police Department, to have a community information dissemination event in the City of San Luis Obispo later this year in 2025. We have a lot of wonderful partners providing services that are undocumented immigrant and mixed status community members can take advantage of, especially in these really difficult times that we're embarking on. And so we're going to put together a community event where services and resources are provided on site for community members. And we're also going to be providing information about immigration policy changes and how people can be prepared and prepare their families.
Wonderful. Do you know around when this event will be held?
Well, we're doing it in conjunction with the school district calendar, so we might do it late spring, but it might also be early fall.
Great. We look forward to hearing more about that as well later in the show. But Angel, tell us about Center for Family Strengthening and your involvement with this project and the DEI High Impact Grant.
Yes. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Lara, for having me on today. My name is Angel Lopez Rangel, and I'm here representing the Promotores Collaborative of San Luis Obispo County, which is a program housed by the nonprofit Center for Family Strengthening. Well, the Promotores Collaborative have over 10 years of providing direct on-the-ground health education outreach to the monolingual Spanish and Mixteco community found throughout the San Luis Obispo County. And additionally, we also provide Spanish and Mixteco interpretation services in various settings. For instance, the County of San Luis Obispo, behavioral health, various school districts throughout the county, and in just involved settings. We are very excited and grateful to the City of San Luis Obispo for investing in our resource fair project that we have with the, in collaboration with the Slow One Docu Support. And like Chelsea mentioned, we plan to tailor this event towards the immigrant mixed status and Spanish and Mixteco communities found in our community. So, yeah, I'm very excited to be here today and share more about our project.
Very good. Do you have any statistics or numbers for how much of the SLO community that is? How many people who are monolingual Spanish speaking or Mixteco?
I don't have exact numbers per se, but we know that you know, through our engagement on the ground directly, that there is very much a population present in the city of San Luis Obispo that, you know, is monolingual Spanish speaking. Or we also know that there is a recent influx of immigrants that come from the southern parts of Mexico that are indigenous and speak their indigenous language. So when Chelsea came to us and expressed interest in having the Promotores be a co-collaborative of this project, we knew that it was appropriate, and we're thankful for that opportunity. So, yeah.
Wonderful. I know it's a growing community as well, and so this is an important collaboration and event. Sandra, let me ask you as well. Who are the Arab community here? Do you have any numbers on the community?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question, because as Arab Americans, historically, we're known as an invisible minority. You know, we aren't tracked on the census. There's not a lot of data that tracks us, unless organizations specifically will write, you know, Middle Eastern or North African in their demographics. So it's hard to get that data. I myself am Lebanese Egyptian. The project partner, Noha Kolkaila from the Peace Academy, is also Egyptian. Our collaborators in the project, Dr. Farah Naqib, who will be doing the oral history part, is from Kuwait, community leaders. So being Arab American, I know we exist and we are here, and there's lots of us in the community. Actually, in San Luis Coastal, when I was looking at data last year, Arab is the fourth most common non-English language spoken in the district. Yet it illustrates the importance of why this project is needed. I mean, this is the first time the city has funded anything centering the voices and experiences of Arab Americans in our community. You know, given the current contexts and everything happening, it's time to bring our voices, to make our stories visible, to, you know, dismantle the stereotypes, to normalize our existence. So, yeah, it's hard to say the exact numbers because we haven't been tracked yet. we are here, and there's lots of us contributing in so many ways to our community.
Right. I think overall the work that all of your organizations are doing and what this DEI High Impact Grant is supporting is making communities, diverse communities of San Luis Obispo, more visible. And I really appreciate that. And I'm sure others, including our listeners, do as well. So how did you and your organizations first learn about this DEI High Impact Grant? Chelsea?
Yes, thank you. And I just want to circle back really quick to the statistics because it's a really important question. And UnDocuSupport was fortunate to have a study that was funded by the Community Foundation and multiple other organizations that was just recently released, enumerating the population of the immigrants we have here in our county. They make up 10% of all county residents. We have about 7,500 undocumented persons countywide, about 5,700 indigenous Mexican immigrants. But if we're talking about someone who's living in a family that's mixed status, so maybe one member is documented, maybe another isn't, we're talking about over 16,000 SLO County residents that are impacted by immigration policies and situations. So it really is a large number. So really appreciate that question. But as far as how we learned about the grant, we actually have been funded previously by the city of San Luis Obispo, and we're on their email list and have a great relationship with them. And we're just really excited to, be funded and continue a partnership with the city of SLO and their diversity, equity, and inclusion program. So we were on their email list.
Very good. Is that how you learned about this grant as well, Anhel?
Yes. Chelsea had reached out and shared her vision on how the Promotores Collaborative could use their track record and the trusted relationship they have built through our 10 years here in the county to bridge and inform the community about this research file and help co-coordinate. It was a no-brainer, and we got to work straight away.
Very good. And Sandra, how did you and Peace Academy find out about this grant?
Yeah. First, I got a statistic wrong. So it's this Arabic is the second largest English language learner in the district.
Wow, second largest.
Yeah, which seems odd after Spanish, but the fourth most common. So I wanted to fix that.
Okay.
And as far as learning about the grant, again, we were on an email list. I think a friend sent it to us with a couple weeks notice. And so we saw it, we met, we collaborated, and we were able to apply for the grant and receive it.
Very good. And now that we are talking about the numbers, and this is so interesting because I didn't know the significance in terms of language and percent of population here in SLO. Can anyone speak to how this compares to other counties or cities on the Central Coast in California? Do any of you know? Is it comparable?
Honestly,
is it more or less?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm just curious. Being in the Santa Maria Valley in North Santa Barbara County, and particularly with the Arab-speaking population, Arab-American, I'm now very curious. So maybe listeners, you are as well. So you could now look it up for your own communities and who is in your community that is perhaps a less visible or invisible population that you would like to know more about or highlight more. So what motivated you and your organizations to apply for these grants? So you heard about it. What were the first thoughts in your head? Did you immediately think that you would apply? Did you already have a project in mind? Chelsea?
Yeah, thank you. So we definitely did. As far as partnerships, our first thought was Center for Family Strengthening. the Promotores are and have been a really trusted agency with the immigrant population. And we don't provide direct services at Undocu Support. We work directly with these trusted service providers. And, you know, they have staff in the schools and they do a lot of outreach. And really, so for us, it made a lot of sense to do this community event with them. And I was really thrilled to have the opportunity to apply for funding that could create this event in San Luis Obispo, because Undocu Support held a series of focus groups all throughout the county in 2022 and 2023. And we were able to visit, to hold three focus groups in the city of San Luis Obispo in 2023. But we didn't have funding to return and have a community event for them. We had community events to bring resources to other focus group areas that we spoken with, but we just didn't have funding to come back to SLO, to the city of SLO. And so this funding allows us to really honor that feedback that people gave us in the focus groups about all of the barriers to resources that they see, all the issues in their community that they want more help with. And it allows us to really respond to that request for services.
Excellent. I'm Lotta Murti with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your Central Coast listener-supported radio station. My guests today are Chelsea Ruiz, SLO County Undocu Support Program Manager, and Angel Lopez Rangel with the Center for Family Strengthening, as well as Sandra Saruf with Our Roots, Our Routes, and Peace Academy. And we are talking about the process of finding out about and receiving a City of San Luis Obispo DEI High Impact Grant for efforts to advance equity, inclusion, and belonging in the City of San Luis Obispo. And we welcome your questions, listeners. Please call 805-781-3875. So actually, we have yet to talk about receiving the grant. We're still talking about finding out about it and deciding to apply. So, Sandra, what were you thinking when you heard about this grant, you or others in Peace Academy, and what motivated you to apply?
Yeah, well, we've already been doing a lot of programming on our own. You know, I've organized events for Arab American Heritage Month in the past with colleagues. We've been doing some educational program around the current events that have been happening in Palestine, Lebanon, and Syria, unconscionable events. And so when we saw this grant available, we thought, how could we further support our efforts in centering the voices of Arab American communities? Our Roots, Our Routes has already been conducting a number of oral histories with communities, but we have not done anything with the Arab American community. Peace Academy has developed curriculum. So we thought, well, how can we combine our efforts to create this oral history project that will build a digital archive for the greater community about our Arab American community members? And that's what prompted us to, well, maybe we could get funding, maybe we could get support to really center and showcase versus what we've been just doing, piecemealing together on our own.
In fact, Our Roots, Our Routes has started a digital archive, right? Does not include oral history interviews with the Arab American community yet, but there is that website. Do you want to let everyone know where they can find it?
Yeah, it's Our Roots, R-O-O-T-S, Our Routes, R-O-U-T-S, .org. Our Roots, Our Routes, .org. And on the community page, you'll see a number of the oral histories that we have conducted, as well as some cultural practices. The Oban Festival, Hana Matsuri. And so we're really excited to be able to build the archive and include the Arab American community through this process.
Wonderful. Chelsea, Angel, where can our listeners go to find out more about the projects that you're working on with the DEI High Impact Grant?
Go ahead, Angel.
Yeah, thank you, Chelsea. So listeners will be able to find out more about the work that the Promotores Collaborative is doing alongside Undocu Support on our Facebook page. Folks can search on the tab, Palapuma Torres Collaborative of San Luis Obispo County, and we should be able to pop up on your Facebook screen. You will be posting updates and posting flyers on the event once they are available. So folks can check us up on our Facebook page to stay up to date.
Very good. So let's talk some more about these projects, events in relation to diversity, equity, and inclusion. What does that mean to each of you and your organizations, and how are these projects aligned with that for the city? Chelsea, would you like to address that first?
Yes. First of all, we are just so grateful to the City of San Luis Obispo for their diversity, equity, and inclusion program, as we see, you know, other companies and, you know, government entities, you know, making the decision on whether they're going to keep that focus or shy away from it. We really are just so impressed by the how it's been incorporated into the city's strategic planning and how they really, like, put their money where their mouth is, literally, by funding projects like this. And for our project specifically, it is going to provide a safe space for a community that is under attack to be able to access resources in a very culturally appropriate way. We're going to make sure that the event is welcoming and services will be provided in Spanish and Mixteco, and really is going to help people kind of bridge that gap between fear and lack of knowledge and being able to be connected with resources that they qualify for and can and should take advantage of as their families need it.
Very good. And this is the first year these grants have been available. Is that correct or no? They've been available in the past?
Yeah, I think this might be the third year. It's the first year we've received it, but I believe
okay,
it's maybe the third year.
Very good. So, Sandra, yes, tell us more about Peace Academy and Our Roots, Our Routes projects in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah, well, and the project is Mautini, Arab American Narratives of Home and Belonging. And so there's four components to this project. The first is, you know, gathering those oral histories, connecting with the community, documenting, transcribing, indexing to put onto the digital archive. The second component is an internal facing community event where those narrators will come together along with the greater Arab American community to hear each other's stories, to talk about issues of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging so that we can give back to the city of SLO and let them know how efforts can be made to also support the Arab American community. So it'll be an internal facing event of community building and sharing, and then sharing back with the city of SLO. The third component is the project website that's going to have all of these digital archives, which will be available to the greater community, and it's especially important to schools. I think with the ethnic studies curriculum that's going to be developed, it'll be a source of information and material for educators to use. And lastly, the culminating event is a cultural event that's going to be open to the public, which will include a visual installation and showcase of all of the narrators, of their stories, and just a cultural event and a space for community dialogue with the greater community. And so we hope that that's going to occur in December. So it's a year-long process that is building throughout the year with this final event that's really promoting connection and dialogue among all of us, centering the Arab American voices.
A lot to look forward to. I noticed you mentioned belonging. The grant description also mentioned belonging. We don't often hear that. We hear DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, not so much about belonging. What does belonging mean to you in this project, Sandra?
Belonging. You know, there's a quote that says, belonging isn't is an outcome. It's a feeling. You know, equity addresses the systemic issues, leveling the playing field, understanding where the inequities exist so that we can address those inequities in a way that support the communities that achieve better outcomes, which ultimately achieves belonging, right? Belonging, as I've heard described in many ways, is a feeling like you walk into a space and you can kind of take a breath. You're going to feel protected. You're going to feel safe from a systemic perspective. You know that your voice matters, that there's visibility, there's value, there's validation to your existence, to your experiences, and that there is support for that on a systemic level, but also in a community level of that space of like, I belong here. I'm not threatened. I'm accepted, right? A sigh of relief in some ways, of a breath of we can be our authentic selves.
So is Maltini helping to create more of that belonging for the Arab American community, particularly in San Luis Obispo?
We hope so, right? It's going to normalize our existence in mainstream media. We're terrorists, exotic, savage, uncivilized, right? There's all these negative stereotypes and tropes about Arab people, yet very little about our contributions to science and math as business owners, the historical contributions we've had to education. So it is this sense of like, which sounds silly and ridiculous, but it's this constant effort of humanizing who we are and normalizing our existence. And so just hearing the stories are the best way to do that, because we love and we laugh and we celebrate and we cry and live every day like you and everybody else. Yet if you listen to mainstream media and narratives, those stories don't exist.
Yeah. Angel, could you speak to that as well, in terms of what Promotores does and the Center for Family Strengthening and your partnership with Slow and Docu Support for this project? Where does belonging come in?
Yeah, I very much agree with Sandra's point. Belonging definitely is a verb, and it's I think the city of San Luis Obispo, I'm very grateful that it has prioritized investing in our immigrant community that provides so much. I think that this is just a great opportunity to continue the partnership that we have with the Slow and Docu Support. We really used this opportunity to build off a recent project that we had in the last fall with Slow and Docu Support. We had a series of small seven videos tailored to the immigrant community on different resources they can access and how to. They were shared in the city of San Luis Obispo and in Paso Robles. There was a film screening that was well attended, and I think that this is a great opportunity to build off that. As Chelsea mentioned, it is a time where, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and through this investment by the city of San Luis Obispo, I think it's a way of showing that there is a belonging of our immigrant community, that there is respect, and that they're are seen, and you know, we have resources available for our community members to have a sense of belonging, to network, and to just overall strive in our community. So very much excited to bring this project to fruition.
And I'm excited to hear more after a short break. Over to you in the studio, Brad.
Thursday afternoon at 2, you can hear Latino USA on KCBX. Latino USA is a Peabody Award-winning radio journal of news and culture from a Latino-Latina perspective. It chronicles how we're living, shaping, and changing the United States of America. Tune in for in-depth reporting, candid conversations, and fascinating stories. Join me for Latino USA Thursdays from 2 to 3 on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.
Bloomberg reporter Zeke Fox's book, Number Go Up, is a gripping account of some of the colorful scams and characters in the world of cryptocurrency. On the next Fresh Air, he talks about what Donald Trump's new embrace of crypto will mean for financial regulation and the new Trump family crypto business. Join us.
In work, as in life, you got to be flexible.
The American labor market has always been very well suited to having people reinvent themselves, upskill, reskill, change skills, find a new path.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the new labor market. Next time.
It's been more than a month since rebel forces drove Syria's regime from power, but continued fighting from rival factions threatens the country's fragile stability.
We don't have a government.
The View from Syria's Frontlines on All Things Considered from NPR News.
And that's a look ahead to our Thursday here on KCBX. Latino USA follows this program from 2 till 3. Then it's Fresh Air from 3 to 4 and Marketplace at 4. And then All Things Considered from 4:30 to 6:30. Right now, let's return to Lotta Murdy and her guests on Central Coast Voices. Back to you, Lotta.
Thanks, Brad. Welcome back to Central Coast Voices. I am talking to Angel Lopez Rangel with the Center for Family Strengthening, particularly the Promotores Program within the Center for Family Strengthening, Sandra Saruf, Project Director for Our Roots, Our Routes, and partner with Peace Academy of Sciences and Arts, and Chelsea Ruiz, SLO County or San Luis Obispo County's UndocuSupport Program Manager. And we have been talking about their organization's project to help create a more inclusive, welcoming, and equitable San Luis Obispo with the support of a City of San Luis Obispo DEI, or Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, High Impact Grant. Listeners, please do call in with your questions for our guests and their organizations and projects, 805-781-3875. Chelsea, I'd like to return to you and your upcoming event for the City of SLO. Actually, is this a county event or will it be mostly limited to the City of San Luis Obispo?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. So this event that is funded by the City of San Luis Obispo is going to be targeted to City of San Luis Obispo residents. We're not going to turn anyone away, but we're going to be focusing on services and resources located in the City of San Luis Obispo. We do have other community events that we're using other sources of funding for to hold other events in different parts of the community. But yeah, this one is targeted towards City of San Luis Obispo residents.
Very good. And what is the timeline for this project again? You said you were going by school district calendars, I believe, and hoping to have this event in the fall?
Yes, we're looking at either the fall or the late spring so that we're not trying to hold this event and get the word out to families during the summer when we know families are busy and harder to reach. So that's our timeline. Yeah, it'll be completed before the end of the year.
Very good. And tell us again a little bit more about the event in terms of belonging and why you believe the City of San Luis Obispo as a whole needs this event.
Yeah, absolutely. So from an UndocuSupport perspective, we work countywide, and a lot of times the need is more visible in North County, in the Paso Robles, San Miguel area, just because we have higher concentrations of Latine-identifying individuals. And so a lot of times services and resources are focused there, and for good reason. And we focus a lot of our efforts in North County and also in South County, too. But I feel like San Luis Obispo City gets left out sometimes because our immigrant population lives in the shadows in some ways out of, you know, fear and wanting to not call attention to themselves. And also I think there's a perception that everyone in San Luis, the city of SLO, has a lot of money. And so sometimes we don't always focus as much services and resources in San Luis Obispo City, even though we know we have an immigrant population here. So I really appreciate this opportunity for the City of SLO to invest in its residents that maybe sometimes get looked over because, well, let's do something in Paso. So, yeah.
And again, how can our listeners support this event, this project? Where can they find out more?
Yes. So on UndocuSupport's website, which is slounducusupport.org, slounducusupport.org, the best way for people to find out about what's going on with UndocuSupport and this project is to sign up for our newsletter. That's how we get all our information out. And if people are interested in contributing to some of the service providers that we're going to be having at this event, making sure that they have funds to be able to give to the residents and have really well-supported programs, you can also donate online. And that's a really great way for us to be able to specifically support our local immigrant population here in San Luis Obispo and the agencies that do so much to serve them.
Very good. And Sandra, tell us again how our listeners can find out about Mautini and what you hope the long-term impact of this project will be for the Arab American community at large.
So first, the websites, they could visit peaceacademyslo.org or ourrootsourroutes.org. We still need to build the page about Mautini, and then eventually Mautini will have its own project website and link to the digital archive. As far as the long-term impact, I think the beautiful part about this project is that it is a digital archive that is going to exist indefinitely and available to the community. And it's really a starting point and a launching pad, because over time and with Our Roots, Our Routes, we'll be continuing to document cultural practices. We'll be continuing to gather oral histories of Arab Americans and communities beyond. And another goal of our project beyond this is to address the intersectionality of communities, right, of issues of resistance, of identity, of belonging among the many underrepresented communities in San Luis Obispo and beyond. So
what is your timeline for this project, for Mautini?
So our timeline is we'll be conducting the oral histories relatively soon, hopefully March and April. In June, we're going to have our internal facing event with the Arab American community. And we'll be building the website. We'll have the digital archive. And in December, we are going to have the larger external facing event, this cultural event showcasing the stories and the narrators. We'll be working with a photographer, videographer. So we're really excited that the city of SLO granted us funding for this project. It's the first of its kind. And we really appreciate being seen and valued by the city of SLO for this work.
And do you make a special presentation to the city or a report of any kind?
Yeah, we're required to report, of course, at the end of the grant cycle. We hope to produce a short video, right, which will showcase the city and what it's supported in its effort for this project. So what do you call that? Like a digital story of sorts mm-hmm. that the city will also be able to use as it continues its efforts in DEI. And I just want to address, you know, how Chelsea also mentioned the commitment, right, with our current political climate, that DEI is important and it matters, and all our voices deserve to be centered.
Indeed. Chelsea, Angel, what are you planning to present or show the city in terms of progress and completion of your event?
Yeah, so I'll jump in, and Angel, of course, will, you know, add if he wants to. But we're going to be reporting on statistics such as how many people attended the event, how many service providers were there, how many interpreters were there. And we are going to make sure that everyone gets connected to resources at the event. So numbers, photos.
Very good. So if we have listeners outside of the city of San Luis Obispo or outside of the county who would like to start similar projects for communities where they live to make them more visible, to address their needs, their safety, their belonging, what advice do you have for these listeners? Angel, do you have any advice?
Yeah, I believe I just would like to highlight the power of collaboration. I think that the unity is there in strength, and in this instance, with the partnership we have developed with Loan Docu Support, we've used our strengths, and the Promotores Collaborative are known in the community for being on the ground, engaging with the community members, speaking to them, hearing their concerns, educating them about certain resources, whether that be health related or anything that they feel like is important. So and Docu Support is known for putting on events where community members that are that have immigrant backgrounds are able to join be able to access different resources that may be available to them throughout the county. And I just believe that, like I mentioned, there is unity and strength and, being able to see within your community what other agencies are doing similar work, networking and, seeing how if there is room for collaboration and to, be able to reach out to a broader group, be more direct. I think that would be my advice to seek collaboration and
Yeah, very good. It seems like collaboration is key to all of your projects. And what kinds of collaborations related to diversity, equity, inclusion would you like to see in the future for San Luis Obispo? Dreaming big beyond this grant and the next year, or what future projects would you like to see the city of San Luis Obispo fund, possibly? Sandra?
Oh, goodness. That's a big question.
It is. Dream big.
It's not that I have anything specific in mind, but I went to the HRC meeting, and when they were deciding on the funding.
It's the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah, the Human Relations Commission,
or Human Relations.
Right, and here we are, all these organizations, nonprofits, struggling, almost like it felt like we were fighting each other for these limited funds that existed. And it just felt awful thinking like we're all doing such amazing work. And here they're having to take away from here and add here and take away from here. And right. And you just think, well, how can we avoid that? Right. How can the budget be bigger? How can the needs be known and really continually work for equitable practices and allocation of funds? So just that bigger picture of how this is going to maintain as a priority with the city council and staff, so that it is constantly in the framework of how are we being equitable and supporting diversity. So I don't know if that answers your question, but this, and to Angel's point, the importance of collaboration, because all of us as organizations are doing such important work. So how can we really support each other in advocacy and in our efforts and in connecting communities, so that we're not consistently needing to ask and advocate, but really supporting each other, so it just becomes part of the entire system, and it's not just something outside of the normal, right? That DEI is something outside, but it is just integrated into everything. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. So collaboration, integration, and more of both for diversity, equity, inclusion in San Luis Obispo. This is Lotta Murty with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, your listener-supported radio station. If you recently joined us for today's show and want to listen to the entire broadcast, you can. It's available on our website at www.kcbx.org under the On Demand tab. Click on Central Coast Voices and you will find this show and many others to choose from. My guests for today's show are in the studio Sandra Saruf with Our Roots, Our Routes and Peace Academy, and by phone, Chelsea Ruiz, SLO County UndocuSupport Program Manager, as well as Angel Lopez Rangel with the Center for Family Strengthening, particularly the Promotores Program. And we are talking about their projects funded by the City of San Luis Obispo's new DEI, or Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion High Impact Grants. Listeners, we have a few more minutes if you would like to email or call in your questions, 805-781-3875. And to start closing us out in our last 10 to 12 minutes here, I'm curious as to what receiving this city funding from San Luis Obispo has meant to each of you personally on an individual level. Chelsea?
Well, personally, I mean, obviously all of us are involved in the work we are because we're passionate about it and it, you know, fulfills a need in the community. I also really just personally strongly believe in being involved in my local government, and I really appreciate the opportunity to, you know, be involved with the Human Relations Commission. And one other partner that we haven't mentioned yet on this project is the City of San Luis Obispo Police Department, which I'm really thrilled to be working with them because they've already done so much to do outreach in the community and make people feel safe and help people be able to come to them so that they can do their job and keep us all safe. And so I feel like it just feels one of my favorite parts of my job, just speaking personally, right, is being able to connect people. I love connecting community members to resources and, you know, telling one nonprofit, oh, did you know that this church is doing this over here? And so to be able to connect the Promotores and their great work and the resources that UndocuSupport knows about and the immigrant community and the SLO Police Department and the City of SLO, it just gives me all the warm fuzzies.
Very good. And how about you, Angel? What has receiving this support, this funding support for this upcoming event, what has it meant for you personally?
Yeah, I just really just want to echo what was said previously, I believe, by Chelsea. In times where, you know, we're seeing a lot of these DEI funds be stripped away, I think it's an important stance that the City of San Luis Obispo actively investing these dollars into promoting diversity in our community and uplifting the minorities that are very much present in our communities. Very excited to be able to showcase the work that not just the project that we have going on here with SLO and UndocuSupport and Promotores, but, you know, hearing the other grantees and the work that they have doing to show that to be able to be seen not just from a local perspective, but from other communities as well, to see that, you know, when governmental agencies invest in DEI, you know, there is positive results and more connectedness into the community and understanding. So I'm just very excited to be able to see that institution and just be able to help build those, foster those networks of understanding, support, and tolerance.
Yes, that support is very crucial, right, especially during these political times. Sandra, for you personally, what has this meant? as a member of the Arab American community.
It says, hey, we see you. You matter. We want to center your experiences. We haven't in the past, right? So we received full funding, and we're super grateful for that. But this is the first time Arab American voices will be part of these efforts. Also, you know, none of us on the project are paid. This isn't our jobs. It's been a labor of love. So, and commitment to and passion for social justice. And so having these funds allows us to do this work in a way that's professional, you know, that gives us the funds for the website, the videography, the photography, all of that, while we're still contributing and donating a lot of time, as so many of us are. So personally, it says, hey, you matter. We haven't, you know, you matter, and you're part of our community.
What else can the San Luis Obispo community do, you know, outside of this city funding to show your organizations, your communities within that you matter? Angel?
Well, I think just being open and willing to learn, willing to engage with, you know, communities outside of yours. I think, you know, being supportive of creating safe spaces for different communities to be present, to be seen, to be heard, to be included. And like we had mentioned before, to, have that sense of belonging is important. So, I think that's what DEI is all about. And I think this is a step forward in creating those safe spaces.
Chelsea, would you like to add to that?
Yes, thank you. So for Undocu support, one of the other things that we do that's a critical part of our mission is to raise funds and distribute it to service providing organizations so that it goes directly to our local immigrant families. And so if listeners out there are feeling something pulling at their heart and they want to get involved, we are in the process of fundraising for a spring grants program that is going to be distributed to our local immigrant serving service providing organizations as we're preparing families to the possibility of being deported and the possibility of heads of household being deported and that loss of income. Families really are going to be impacted, and we want our local nonprofits to be supported so that they are ready to fulfill that increased need. So if this is something that's important to you and you want to contribute to local immigrant families, go to SLO County Undocu Support's website and make a donation.
Very good. Sandra, did you have anything to add about what the larger community can do?
Well, if they're interested in volunteering with our project, we're going to be conducting an oral history training. So they could use it to interview some of our community members or use it for their own purposes and beyond. That's part of this project to sustain its effort to offer this training and a training guide that's going to be developed. And if they want to volunteer their efforts or learn more about it, they can visit either of those websites we mentioned earlier.
And attend these upcoming events,
yes,
right? The showcase and checking out the digital archive once it's up. For Mautini, and as well as the event coming up that SLO County Undocu Support and Center for Family Strengthening with Promotores are doing together. Does your event have a name right now, Chelsea?
No, I mean, it will be something like a community forum or a resource fair. It just kind of depends on which partners are going to be there. And also how we plan to message and engage with our undocumented community. We don't want to invite people to something that will make them more of a target for deportation efforts. So as we work with our undocumented immigrant community leaders and our partners, we'll figure out exactly how to message that and roll that out. So something along the lines of a resource fair or a forum, but we're not sure yet.
And one of your partners is the police as well, right? And we haven't really had a chance to talk about their role in this project. that's funded by the DEI High Impact Grant. Can you address that briefly?
Yes, thank you for asking. We are so excited to have them be interested and willing to partner with us. We know that it's part of their strategic plan to do more community outreach. And, you know, there's a lot of fear that our immigrant community members are experiencing, and for very good reason. A lot of, you know, policies are changing, and it's hard for people to know who is safe and who is not. I mean, a lot of times people just kind of lump federal agents and local law enforcement all together into one, when actually there are important distinctions. And so for the police to be able to have a positive interaction with these community members, I think is going to go. I mean, when we wrote this grant back in August, it was important. It was critically important. But now, with the way the world has changed, I just cannot imagine a more critical partner and a more critical time. And so we're really hoping and looking forward to a really positive way for the community to interact with the City of San Luis Obispo's police.
As you were speaking, Chelsea, you know, it just reminds me of the importance for organizations to connect, right? Because there are immigrant undocumented communities across, you know, Asian American, our community, so many different communities. Yet it's often centered with the Latinx community, rightfully so. And how can we bring in all the other communities as well through this process and partnerships?
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope to have all of you back, perhaps with Chief of Police Rick Scott, who couldn't be here today, but has also been part of this work that Slow and DocuSupport is doing, along with Center for Family Strengthening. So I hope to have you all back at the end of this year or beginning of next year to talk about the great events. And get our listeners thinking about them again and about diversity, equity, and inclusion in San Luis Obispo. Thank you for being here today, Chelsea, with SLO County UndocuSupport. That's Program Manager Chelsea Ruiz, Angel Lopez Rangel with the Center for Family Strengthening, particularly the Promotores Program, and Sandra Saruf, Project Director for Our Roots, Our Routes, and partner with Peace Academy of Sciences and Arts. We have all been talking about the projects that their organizations are undertaking, that the guests' organizations are undertaking, with the support of a City of San Luis Obispo Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion High Impact Grant. You can go to their websites for SLO UndocuSupport, for Center for Family Strengthening, for Peace Academy of the Sciences and Arts, as well as Our Roots, Our Routes to find out more. Next week, join host Chris Kington Barker as she talks to guests about more community issues and efforts impacting California's Central Coast. You are invited to listen, learn, and participate in the conversation on Thursday, January 30th between 1 and 2 p.m. Central Coast Voices has been sponsored by KCBX Public Radio.